Let's get right to it.
Yeah. Although on a later Mongo, we might get somebody who's more agitated, maybe a little bit more inebriated. I'm not sure if that's how he rolls, but
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe maybe at this hour we get someone whose kids are still at the park. I don't know.
They might be. See if I can't set him off today with some of my takery.
Let's try. All right. Yeah. It's Mongo.
Mongo.
John Feliciano with the Niners the last 2 years. He joins us on the River Islands guest line. He's got the Jammin' New podcast, the Not Our Fault podcast, which over the last few weeks has super duper been true, right? The offensive line, nobody's mad at the offensive line right now, John. What do you see? What do you see with this group?
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear what Baldy's got for me.
We got to tell everybody that Baldy means something different when you said,
No, different Baldy.
That would be you, Dibs.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be there in about 12 years, John, based on what I'm seeing from your hairline, but go ahead.
No.
I have thin hair, dude.
Yeah, and I'm going to borrow from Chris Berman because your hairline is going back. No. But go ahead.
Yes, I love it. Hey.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Just kiss. Thank you.
Yeah, nice job.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the O-line's been playing great, man. Trent's looking like Trent again. I think Spence has came in and done a fantastic job. Our boy Jake's balling out. McKivitz and I think Pooney, Pooney's had an up and down year, but when he's doing good, he's top guard in the league. I think he's playing at a higher level, more consistently as of late.
How important is it to have five guys who play together week in and week out? Mark and I were talking off the air about like continuity versus talent. Is continuity almost more important than having like a super talented guy out there? Talk to me, John.
Depends. If you're like uberly talented, like Trent, then the continuity doesn't matter as much. But yeah, I'd say so. I think continuity along the offensive line is one of the most important things. It's those milliseconds that you can gain when you know what that guy next to you is doing. It makes the world for us fat guys who are not athletic like the people we're trying to block.
John, did you watch the Eagles last night?
It was out of the game.
Well, their offensive line, along with the Chiefs, who lost most of their offensive line, like these last two primetime games, these are the two most famous offensive lines in football right now. The Chiefs, because they're allowed to false start, and the Eagles, because of this tush-push thing, but they've got injuries a little bit there, departures. Like, I just wonder what you see when you see the Eagles, because that was really built on their O-line, and now they I don't know. They kind of stink now, John.
Yeah, they're not having the success as they've had in years prior. I know their offensive line coach there, Jeff Stallone. He's a great coach. He recruited me to go to Miami. He was there for 1 year, and then he skedaddled. He got fired. Same thing.
Got it.
but yeah, he's a great offensive line coach, and like you said, they haven't been performing well this year. It's just, I don't think their guard play is where it's been at in years prior. And, I mean, the Chiefs, I don't know if you saw their left tackle, Essa Pole, that's my guy right there. I was in Firster's ear, like, hey, Firster, like, Essa Pole, he can play. That didn't go well. But shout out Essa, undrafted guy, bounced around a little bit, was on the Jets active, and then he got cut, signed back with the Chiefs P squad, and ended up starting. Well, he didn't start, but he played the whole game. I think the starter got injured on the first play. Played the whole game and really balled out against Hunter and those guys over there in Houston.
You mentioned Firster, and I want to ask you about how important he is to this team, because Mark and I were talking about, Shanahan, what a year, and Saleh, and the special teams. But to me, the position coaches matter a ton. How much has Firster meant to this team, especially this year?
Man, Chris is he's the man. I wish know, I love all my other O-line coaches, but I always told the guys, like, damn, I wish I came out here earlier. Just, you know, with the style of play, with the outside zone and Firster's the grandfather of that. He's super old. But he can still connect with the guys at his old age. Firster's wife was battling cancer the Super Bowl run.
Yep.
And man, the amount of respect that he has in that building, just he hates any kind of credit, or he doesn't want to be in the limelight. He hates doing interviews. But man, when I tell you, Firster means a lot to that building, and he's up there, man. He's a great guy. I love that dude.
John Feliciano with us, Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of old age, John, the Colts just signed a quarterback who is 11 years older than you. Your thoughts? What the hell is going on?
There's still hope for me after all.
I know. What are you doing? You slouch. Like, get off the chair, drop your podcast, and come play. Philip Rivers has got a grandkid and he's in the league.
They didn't want me. I reached out. They said no. But that's amazing, man. I'm wishing the best for them. I think they play the Seahawks, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
So I would love to see old Philip Rivers get us closer to the NFC West Championship.
And play the Niners the week after. Monday Night Football, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Hopefully his arm is a little sore that week because he's dicing up the Seahawks.
I mean, it'll be, I think, 5 years since he last played, and I know that you're now 2 years removed, and when you think about it
a few months.
Yeah, okay, but think about it from your standpoint, like, how hard is it in your mind to even come back if you had to come back in 2 or 3 weeks, let alone have it be 5 years?
I mean, for me, 2 or 3 weeks, I'd be ready. I think I'd be ready 7 to 10 days. But I was talking to my buddy about this. Like, he's not out there playing a physical game. He's playing quarterback. Hopefully, like he's been throwing the ball around. He's fine. And he's, you know, old as hell, so he knows defenses. Like, he's a smart guy. I don't think it's going to be hard for him at all.
Can I hear from you what you would do if you did get that call? You said you need 7 to 10 days. What would those what would they look like? What would you do?
I would just go there and then just give me like 5 practices, which is less than 2 weeks games. Like, give me a week on P squad or whatever it is. Give me 3 practices that week. You guys play a game, and then the following week I'd be fine.
Your workout regimen, your diet and everything is where it needs to be?
The workout regimen is there, yeah.
Okay. What about the diet, John?
Yeah. I'm close enough. I mean, shit.
We celebrate these now, John. It's fine. The YouTube audience loves it. Yeah. By the way, that one is your fault. So on the podcast,
100%.
Yeah, that one is your fault. So
I'm only about 2 dookies away from the goal weight. I used to be at.
All right. Great.
I mean, thanks for that. And probably overly graphic, but is part of your motivation just getting away from a house full of kids?
That's definitely up there. Kids, in-laws, they're all here right now. I'm having a lot of FOMO, though. Man, I miss hanging with the guys, miss talking with the guys. And yeah, get me the hell out of this house.
Yeah, well,
and
also, I get it.
Watching that Buffalo game, and you saw the snow game, how much of those did you love as an offensive lineman, like playing in those conditions?
Dude, I've never played in snow like that. I've played with like flurries, a little bit on the ground, but man, that game that in 23 when Buffalo beat us, I wish I could have played in that game. That's the game I'm trying to play in. That looks like football.
It looks like it hurts, actually. Like,
it definitely does, but yeah. I get off on getting pain and
okay.
Keep pushing through.
I guess you probably have to if you're going to do what you do. Hey, we were just batting around. I guess the word would be expectations for the 49ers. I don't know if you can sort of be objective on this, but like, where do you sit on that idea of expectation, not to make the playoffs, but what they would do once they get there? Like, still no Fred Warner, still no Nick Bosa. Do you think the 49ers have a really solid chance to move through the playoffs?
I mean, 100%. I think our offense is about to start exploding for 30, 40 points a game. What do you see from our defense lately? These young guys are really stepping up. I think our back end is great. I love Tig and geez, I'm forgetting his name now. What's the other one?
You're talking about Jair Brown? You're talking about
Mustafa?
Mustafa. There we go. I love the way Mustafa plays the game of football. I think those two do a really good job of, mind you, it's 2025, so it's not like the good old days when you can smack someone through the middle. But those guys are out there taking heads off. And I know receivers and running backs are definitely thinking about that.
If you take the Niners out of your answer here, who do you think wins the NFC?
Ugh, it's so disgusting. I think one of the teams in the West are going to end up being in the Super Bowl, whether it's us or the Rams. The Seahawks are, they're in the conversation. But the Rams, I think they're probably one of the best teams in the league, even though they got smacked by the Panthers. They're getting Devontae Adams and pairing him with Puka was we shouldn't have let that happen.
I can see it's really hard for you to actually say these words coming out of your mouth. It's painful.
It's the worst. It's my co-host is a big Rams guy too.
And the game is the game's at Levi's. Like, we don't need that. We don't need whose house, not yours. Like, I mean, good Lord, right?
I mean, they don't even have a house. That's Levi's house.
So. That's exactly what it is. But you do, and you're in it, and now you have to go talk to your kids.
Oh, thanks. All right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. There he is.
Got it.